What's up, ladies and gentlemen? My name's Adam Glover, and this is just a midlife update. So back on August 26th of 2019, I moved from Cairo, Georgia to St. Joseph, Michigan. And a lot of you may ask, why? Why would you move to Michigan up in the cold where it's going to have a harsh winter instead of having 40-degree winters in Georgia? Well, the real answer that I have for you is just my relationship with Jesus. I want to grow my relationship with Jesus deeper than ever because I haven't really always had him in my life. So I want to grow with him every day. When I wake up, I want to read my Bible, and I just want to live in a community that's just about being happy and about loving God 24/7. And back home in Georgia, I didn't really have that. I only had a few friends in my family, and that's about it. I didn't have a church to call home. I didn't feel wanted at certain places. And quite frankly, my relationship with Jesus was probably at its wit's end. It was at the bottom. But here in Michigan so far, I've grown my relationship with Jesus. I'm growing on accepting him back into my life. And I'm growing on getting baptized, hopefully. Now, the thing is the reason I moved to Michigan is I met a guy named Micah on Fortnite. And when I met Micah, we kind of popped off and just started talking about God, and we grew in our relationship as friends. And so as we grew as friends, he messaged me about 3 months ago, or 2 months ago, and he said, I'm speaking in Orlando, Florida, and I was wondering if you'd like to come listen to me speak. So when Micah asked me that question, I was kind of skeptical about it, because, you know, it's a random guy you met on the internet playing a video game. So talked it over with my parents, and I ended up going to Orlando, meeting him and half of the other crew that lives here in St. Joseph. They were all really nice, and I'm so glad I got to meet them. About 2 days in, he asked me the question, would you like to move to Michigan, or what would you think about moving to the state of Michigan? And quite frankly, I didn't really know if I wanted to leave Georgia or not. So I called my mom and I prayed on it that night. And I talked to Micah the next day after I'd spoke with my parents, and I told him that it was a plan that I could possibly do it. So when I got back to Georgia about a week later, I packed my bags and I got ready to move to the state of Michigan from the state of Georgia. Since I've been here in Michigan, my biggest question from everyone I get back home is, how is St. Joseph? St. Joseph is an absolutely amazing town. It's connected with the St. Joseph River along the shores of Benton Harbor, Michigan. There are two small towns along the lake shores of Lake Michigan. It's really beautiful. They have these nice white sand beaches, and I can tell you from experience, it's nothing like the beaches in Florida. But if I had to pick one, I would probably pick Lake Michigan beaches over Panama City Beach or Pensacola Beach down in Florida, just because I would pick fresh water over salt water any day of the week. Now, St. Joseph it's a beautiful town. I'm not sure how to quite explain it. I've only been here 3 months. But besides just being in the town of St. Joseph, there are some amazing people here. I have so many new best friends. I have three of the best roommates in the city, and I have a best friend that has been there for me since all of this has started, and he's the reason I'm here now, and I just thank you for that, Micah. Now, basically, all of you know that I have a growing love for sports, and that it's my dream to possibly be on a sports outlet one day on TV. And I haven't given up that dream. Even though I've left the Pelham Hornets, it doesn't mean I've given up on them. And even though I haven't been recording them lately, doesn't mean I won't be back in the future. See, the thing is you never know where this is going to go, because it's all in God's hands. Since I've moved to St. Joseph, Michigan, I've started working for the St. Joseph Bears. St. Joseph Bears are a Division III high school in the state of Michigan. And I've started helping out with the football team. This season we finished the season 6-4, started off the season 6-0. And I can say from one thing is that Georgia football is way better than Michigan football. Just because most games here start at 7 o'clock and they end at maybe 9, 9:30. I know back home we would start at 7:30 and sometimes the games wouldn't get over until 10, 10:30. I would much rather be on a hot Friday night watching a football game than sitting in 40-degree weather shivering while watching a football game. Now, it's not just weather that makes me miss high school sports back down in Georgia. It's the relationships I had. I grew a lot with the relationships with the coaches at Pelham High School, and even the principals and the family members of the players, and the players especially. I loved talking with the players because they always had these big dreams of going Division I, and that's what I miss so much. So, what I'm telling you now is, if Pelham makes the state championship for one single-A public in the state of Georgia, I'll fly home for the weekend, and I might do the live stream for the state championship game. So that's my promise to all Pelham Hornet fans. Keep that in mind. Go Hornets. Now, in closing on this podcast, I want to do one thing, and that's leave you with a positive quote and a positive Bible verse. My positive quote is going to be by Zig Ziglar. It says, positive thinking will let you do everything better than negative thinking will. My Bible verse is going to be Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For God is with you wherever you go. And that Bible verse means so much to me because it's just a positive Bible verse. The reason it's positive and the reason it means so much is because no matter how much negativity is going on, God is always on your right shoulder telling you the positive things in life. And no matter what negative thoughts other people are saying to you, you just let it go in one ear and out the other. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all I have for you today. That's my midlife update, whatever you want to call it. I just wanted to speak a little bit about what's going on in my life, and I hope everything's going great in yours. Until next time, I'm Adam Glover. Have a great day.